I'm a working man. I gotta pay my bills.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Oh, look at me! The millionaire who goes to see doctors!
You filthy animal.
What is this, a prey? The game is cold, but
it's crazy. And don't you ever forget, you're free to do what we tell you.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
The only thing I think of when I think of my kids growing up in this country, if they say, Dad, what do we have left that's American-owned? And I say, son, I mean, there's not much to choose from, but that's what we have Pabst Blue Ribbon for.
Child, please.
Gravy, episode 53. We are here with just Alex and Cole once again.
Pass the Gravy, episode 53. This is my podcast voice.
Yeah, it is your podcast voice. Very good. We've been working on our podcast voice here in the Pass the Gravy studio.
Everybody say it with us.
Podcast voice. Now, you'll notice that there's one person that didn't say that. And that would be Curtis Chafin, who once again just has gone missing. Now.
Should we handle this situation delicately, or should we just...
We could... Whatever you think.
Well, he's not even going to listen to this.
Yeah, he's not going to hear it. He's kind of just...
Have you ever seen the show Eastbound and Down?
Yes, I have.
Have you... So you've seen the first season. Kenny yes. Powers has a book. It's called... Yeah. It's called You're Fucking Out,
You're
I'm Fucking
out.
I'm Fucking In.
Yeah.
Kenny
and
Powers.
And he listens to it all the time when he's driving around.
So, Kurt...
You think Curtis doesn't listen to himself when he drives around?
I don't think he has any... Oh, I guess there is audio for him, but he hasn't been here in a long time.
It's been like 6 months now, so...
It's been a month.
You guys probably don't even remember who he is.
Yeah, it's whatever.
I guess it's going to be a two-man show
we're gonna
until
do...
he decides to join.
Yeah, sorry, I was yawning while you were talking. I didn't mean to talk over you. But we're going to do an abridged version of Pass the Gravy today. It's going to be a little shorter.
A little bit shorter. We're busy. We've got things going on in the world.
The world.
And you know, a good thing that I'm excited about, Cole's actually really not excited for, is the addition to today. It's going to be the surprise rap air horn. I've discovered that, and that is one sound that Cole Clay hates.
Hmm.
So, you know, maybe we're going to incorporate it into the show as we go forward.
I don't know how you would tactfully incorporate it.
I don't know. Are you hungry at all?
No, I'm not hungry.
But if you were, would you feel like maybe having a hot dog?
Do these abs look like my... They like...
You look like you've eaten a few hot dogs back in your day.
Oh! So that's...
No, it's not a rim shot. It is
so
not a
So are you
rim
talking
shot.
About the mustard double down dog?
Yes, in Thailand, in KFC locations there, you can get a double down dog, which is really...
Double dong?
Double dong dog, which is actually
down
two
dog.
Penises with a hot dog.
Okay.
I'm not really interested in that, but you know, in Thailand, they're into all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
The double down dog, unlike the double dong dog, is made of, instead of a bun for your hot dog, you just have two pieces of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they were like, hey, why not throw more chicken into something that doesn't have chicken?
Wait, is
it
just two chicken tenders? I've seen pictures of it. I don't know why I'm asking so many.
It looks like it's like a bun shaped like a chicken wing.
Oh, wait, how is it? It looks like it's just like one piece of chicken.
Yeah, it looks like a whole bun. But it doesn't look healthy.
Well, no. Well, I mean,
it doesn't look healthy at all.
Well, this is the frickin' place that patented the bowl. What is it? Or the double-decker. What is the frickin' thing called? The two chicken tenders in between a hamburger?
The McGangbang?
Well, that's like a college thing. Right. But, like, no, what did they have? They had, like, a chicken sandwich that was, like, two pieces of fried chicken and
cheese and bacon
in between.
Yeah, they've done that. The KFC has come up with some crazy stuff just trying to introduce chicken into things that chicken really doesn't need to be introduced into.
Dude,
like, when are they coming out with chicken cotton candy? Like, I can't wait until that's the new one. Like, carnival season's here.
Carnival season, and oh my gosh, here's an actual photo of it. Look at that thing.
What I was really disappointed at, because I didn't realize it was only in Thailand until I was about to head over here, because I was going to stop by KFC and just get us two of those just so we could actually try that out.
Yeah, and I tried to call a local KFC and record the phone call to see if they had that. But apparently they wouldn't answer their phones. Maybe they have just an overrun of calls. I mean,
people are probably interested in the product, right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm certainly interested. See, okay, so it looks like on there. Okay, I'm going to describe this for people.
We're going to put a picture of it on Stuff from the Show at PassTheGravyPod.com.
Okay, so here's the other one. Okay, so that looks like mustard on there. That's not mustard, right?
It does look like mustard.
It looks like mustard, but it says chick in cheese.
Ooh.
So that's like Cheese Whiz.
That's pretty good sounding to me, if you ask me. You're not a Cheese Whiz fan?
Well, I like Cheese Whiz. I just don't like eating food like this.
That you just know is, like, just going to clog up arteries pretty much.
Well,
Is that bacon in one?
That's the other one talking about.
Okay.
So we're looking... Okay.
We're looking at the sandwich that Cole was mentioning that has two chicken things instead of a bun.
So this is called the Double Down Sandwich. That's what it's called. It was available in the USA in 2010, so I guess they... I don't know how this
passed. Didn't work out so well, maybe?
No, but, I mean, if you see it... So it's two chicken fried chicken patties with, it looks about four pieces of cheese in there and bacon. In theory, tasty.
Right.
In practice, not so much.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, well, it's kind of like communism. Like, in theory, communism works out well for everyone, but when you really put it into effect, it's not so good.
Mm. Yeah, so we're looking at it, and this is a, what we're looking at, was looking at a sales photo for it, like a, you know, one that they created and has good lighting and all that stuff. So seeing what it actually would look like would be just completely different.
Yeah.
So, and here on this article that we found on USA Today is an actual photo of what the Double Down Dog looks like. And it looks miserable. I mean, like, look at that.
Yeah, that doesn't look like the regular photo. Let's just say it's not decorated.
No, I mean, oh gosh, I don't even know. I mean, maybe if it was Chick-fil-A doing this, it'd be a different story.
Is there anything worse though than like when you're starving and you're going, you have to go to a fast food place for whatever reason, even if you just choose a fast food place, and you're like, oh, let me get this sandwich that they always advertise, and then you get the real one, and you're like, this looks nothing like it. The one on TV is all golden brown and big, and it looks juicy and fantastic, and this looks like you just like smushed it, put it in a wrapper, and gave it to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. I don't know, man. I don't really think that you need Pass the Gravy to tell you not to go to KFC. Unless they
KFC
want to sponsor
or Popeyes,
us.
Popeyes, though.
Oh, Popeyes. But
you
I don't like
Popeyes
fast food.
Popeyes over KFC?
Yeah, I don't like fast food, though, man.
See, I go KFC.
Fast food's...
Unless you want spicy chicken, then you go to Popeyes.
Oh, yeah, they have the spicy tenders.
Or red beans
sure.
and rice, because...
Red beans and rice. Awesome. Well, I mean... You know, I mean, I don't know. I just can't fully... I can't endorse KFC on any level.
What would your favorite fast food place be?
I don't know. Chipotle?
Is that fast food?
Yes, it is.
I would consider fast food a place with a drive-through.
Then none.
But you have to pick one.
No, I don't.
Okay, if you've got...
Whataburger.
Whataburger, that's good. Fine, see? Was it that hard? Was that hard? I'm going to go with Cane's. I think Cane's chicken fingers are pretty awesome.
Dude, I mean, yes, it is good, man. I just can't... I have this deal, okay? I have this like, food... I have an issue with food and me, okay? I like to try to stay in shape, and so when I eat food like that, I feel like I'm just, like, losing ground, and I'm like, okay, so, and this is just an own personal issue.
Right.
I think that, you know, if I eat a double hamburger and french fries, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be a cow the next day.
Right.
That's just a personal thing. I mean, like, that just kind of deals with the whole stigma of, like, vanity, you know.
We're all about vanity here.
No, I said this is a personal issue. And so that's why I don't like to eat that. I mean, I didn't have this problem a few years ago, but, you know, you get older and you think about these sort of things.
My metabolism slows down.
My metabolism slows down. You know, I got a bum knee. I got a peg leg now.
Yeah, he does. He has a peg leg. It's wood.
Got a peg leg and a monocle.
But the monocle makes you look, like, distinguished. All you need is a smoking jacket and you'll be able to pull that off.
Oh, you mean like this smoking jacket? Terrible.
That's perfect.
Terrible. Please don't anybody.
I think this
laugh
is really
at that.
Taking the podcast to a whole nother level.
Yeah, we're transcending genres. This is awful. Okay. I'm done with this fucking sandwich.
Why don't we stay on the topic of food then?
No.
We gotta stay on the topic of food.
Let's talk about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's why we're staying on the topic of food.
Oh, really?
What's something you like to do when you're watching the Super Bowl?
Are you serious?
I like
really
to eat some food.
Are we really going to talk about
it? We are.
Okay.
We are. And
I was
you know
just
what?
Bullshitting. Okay.
I didn't really tell you how to.
Well,
ahead of time,
when is this going to come out? Is this going to come out before the Super Bowl?
It's coming out. This will be out on the Wednesday of Super Bowl.
Ah, okay. I was hoping it wasn't still coming out on Monday.
No.
Because if it
all
was Monday.
All of ours are coming out Wednesday now.
This freaking air horn needs to get away because
Cole's
I just picked it up and
I
almost hit
it. He was about to fire the air horn. He was going to be like, oh, because if it's coming out Monday, it won't matter!
It's just, oh gosh,
no?
This is just so different
this is gonna
from our
just,
last
this
episode.
Is, my
this
ADD is going to be ruining.
I'm kind of ADD right now, too. Okay.
Okay, so what we did, we've...
I can't look at it anymore. Get it out of here.
We did this with the...
It's like a third member past the gravy in the room.
It's like an annoying Curtis.
I would rather
it's
have
like
an air
he's
horn.
Still here.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the Super Bowl. We're going to talk about Marshawn Lynch grabbing
no,
his truck.
No, what we're going to talk about is we did a bracket challenge for the Christmas movies.
Right. You know, because we're guys. We like snacks. We like
football.
That's
what we do. We're guys. That's what we do. And Deadspin put this out, and I felt like, why not go through it real quick?
Yeah, you know. Yeah, Deadspin. And also, I'm going to go ahead and give myself a plug for Deadspin. Deadspin, if you want to hire me for any writing, anything like that, I'm available.
Me as well. You know?
Yeah,
I'm also available.
I also extend that offer to the Daily Beast, BuzzFeed.
The Guardian.
We cited The Guardian last week.
TMZ.
Yeah, I also cite, you know, I think that's about it. Everyone else can. Rolling Stone.
Any rap stations?
I'm just completely doing
any rap?
I'm terrible. No.
Rap.
No.
Oh! No.
Edit
see?
This out.
See
this
again?
Is so bad.
All right, our snack playoffs is what we're going to do. We have four categories. We have the corn bracket,
uh-huh.
the nuts and such bracket, the uh-huh. cheese bracket, and the potato bracket. Now we're going to just really quickly run through them. Okay.
Really quickly? Okay, let's go.
We're going to start off with the potato bracket.
Oh, I love potatoes.
Ridge chips or Pringles?
Ridged.
Let's go Ridge chips. Okay. And so then, what about sour cream and onion or barbecue?
Sour cream and onion. Barbecue sucks.
I disagree with about barbecue sucking, but I would take sour cream and onion over it. Regular chips or kettle chips? Really?
Kettle.
No, I'm going to override you on that one and go
No,
regular.
You can't. We have to do paper rock
regular.
Scissors.
Okay.
No. That's going to take too much time.
I'll do regular chips.
Okay.
Salt and vinegar. Or salt and pepper.
I don't know why.
Salt and pepper?
Salt and vinegar.
Salt and pepper is here. No?
This
salt,
is terrible.
Salt and vinegar works for me. All right. Ridged chips or sour cream and onion?
I just told you. Oh, ridged.
You'd go ridged over sour cream and onion?
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong
with that? Well, I mean... Is this my bracket or is this our bracket?
We're going to have to agree on these.
I'm going to go ridged.
All right, I'll give you ridged. Regular chips? Or no, was it? Yeah, it was regular chips or salt and vinegar chips?
Salt and vinegar chips.
All right. And then, ridged or salt and vinegar?
What? Okay.
That is the final winner for the potato bracket.
I mean, am I dipping these into anything?
Whatever you want.
Ridged.
This is just the chip.
Ridged.
You would really just have a plain ridged chip?
Oh, if I'm dipping it in ranch dip?
It's just the chip itself.
I have some ranch dip.
All right, we'll go ridged chips, winner of that bracket.
So that's my category. So why don't I ask you a category now? So the next one will be your category.
Okay.
So we'll do corn. That'll be yours.
All right.
Let's go. Okay, so would you rather have tortilla chips or blue corn chips?
Tortilla chips, hands down.
Okay, so would you rather have Cool Ranch Doritos or Hint of Lime Tortilla?
Cool Ranch Doritos.
Okay. Would you rather have Fritos or Bugles?
Bugles, just because you can put them on your fingers, you know?
Yes.
The inner child in myself is always going to pick Bugles.
Both of those are just like heartburn for me. So.
Right. Well, I'm not saying that's good for you.
Right.
But I'm saying if I could put chips on my fingers, I'm going to do it.
Popcorn or corn nuts?
Popcorn.
Okay. So tortilla chips or Cool Ranch Doritos?
That's a tough one. I'll go Cool Ranch Doritos.
Oh,
crazy, right?
Sure. Bugles or popcorn?
Popcorn.
Okay, so Cool Ranch Doritos or popcorn?
Popcorn. Let's go popcorn,
okay,
huh?
Okay, so popcorn wins. So
all right, we'll switch back over to Cole then, huh?
See how easy that was?
That was way faster. But we didn't run through it. That's why I was surprising it on you. All right, nuts and stuff. So would you rather have peanuts or wasabi peas?
Peanuts?
Oh, really? Would never have thought that. Mixed nuts or pork rinds? Mixed nuts. You're going to go mixed nuts, aren't you?
No, pork rinds, man.
Really?
Yeah, it's different.
Ooh.
I mean, if we're talking about Super Bowl snacks, it'd be cool to have some pork rinds.
All right, would you rather have Chex Mix or Crunchin' Munch / Kettle Corn?
Chex Mix.
I would agree with you on that. And pretzels or crudits? I don't even know what crudits are.
Croutons?
Crudits.
Pretzels, then.
Pretzels. That's a good choice. All right. Peanuts or pork rinds?
Peanuts? No, pork rinds.
Whoa, pork rinds. Making it all the way to the semifinals.
It's just different.
You just want to stand out. Is that it?
Yeah, it's me.
And then Chex Mix and pretzels.
Pretzels.
Pretzels. Moving on.
Yep.
All right. Pork rinds or pretzels?
Pretzels.
So, in the end, the traditional one wins.
Dude, you can't beat a pretzel.
Right. Right, especially a pretzel, like one of those big soft ones, put some mustard on
no,
it.
No, I'm talking about like hard, like rolled gold, a bag of pretzels.
You don't like the big soft pretzels?
Well, I do, but like I said, man, we just talked about the frickin' double down hot dog.
With mustard?
I mean, for one, mustard is disgusting. And
no,
for
mustard
two,
is not disgusting.
For you're
on
two,
an island, my friend.
No, for two, it's just that's a lot of calories, a lot of empty calories.
I don't think if we're picking a Super Bowl snack thing.
That's the things I factor in. I told
right.
you guys I have issues.
Well, then I'm going with the cheese category here.
Wait, so, okay. Lucky dog.
Yeah, I know.
Nacho cheese nuts. Doritos or cheese and crackers?
Nacho cheese Doritos. Cheese and crackers are too plain.
Okay. Cheez-Its or Goldfish? Ooh.
I wish there was a way you could tie, but I'm going to have to go Cheez-Its.
Mm-hmm, I agree. Sour cream and cheddar? Like the Ruffles chips?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good. Or cheese popcorn.
Sour cream and cheddar.
Okay. Cheese curls or cheese puffs?
Cheese puffs.
CP.
I like the puffiness.
Nacho cheese Doritos or Cheez-Its?
Cheez-Its.
Yeah. Sour cream and cheddar or cheese puffs?
Sour cream and cheddar. And Cheez-Its with the winner.
Okay.
Cheez-Its moves on.
Cheez-Its, FT dubs.
All right, so we're going
to have
our
four semifinalists.
We're going to have to agree on these now.
I picked chicken wings for the win.
But chicken wings, see, this was a snack bracket. And if you were to say a meal bracket to watch when you're eating, or when you're watching football to eat, I would eat a full meal of wings, and I'm completely in agreement with you on that. Followed closely by pizza.
I'm going to take a stand here on something after we get done with this.
Okay.
And I really want to voice my opinion on it.
All right.
So let's finish this up.
Why don't we wrap up the actual semifinals then? We've got the corn winner against the nuts and such winner.
Uh-huh.
Popcorn or pretzels? I think I know
pretzels.
Where you're going. And I think we can disagree on the pretzels we would rather have, but I would rather have a soft pretzel during a football game than popcorn.
Okay.
So we'll go pretzels. That's fair.
That's kind of a meal. I mean, those things are massive.
Yeah, that's what is the place in the mall that they always
Auntie Anne's.
Auntie Anne's.
Yeah, they're great.
That's the only place in the world I will also try a cinnamon pretzel. If you've ever had one.
Oh, I have.
I have. Like,
I used to work in a mall, and they would give us free pretzels.
Those are the best. And then just the big, like, they had the jalapeno and cheddar ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I didn't know you could do so much with pretzels. So.
Yeah.
Right, our finalists from the cheese division against the finalists from the potato division. Ridged chips and Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its,
I'm going to take
man.
A stand for Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its.
I'm going to take a champ. Yeah, that's my champion, if you ask me.
Dude, you can't spoil it.
Well, I'm just saying, we're in the finals now, so Cheez-Its
right.
and pretzels.
Right.
I'm going to take a stand for Cheez-Its.
Okay.
What do you think?
Cheez-Its.
I have to.
I think
so
it's the first
Cheez-Its.
Time we've ever agreed on anything on this podcast.
No, we agreed on the Grinch winning the Christmas bracket.
Yeah, and we agreed on American Sniper, maybe?
We did agree. We agreed.
Yeah.
I would say, to some aspects. So Cheez-Its. Is the official snack playoff championship of Pass the Gravy, guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what were you going to make
That was
it?
So...
Yeah, it was quick.
That was climactic.
But we could have taken the whole podcast to do it, and then you guys would have turned it off. Or we could have...
Or you may have already turned it off already.
No, you can fast forward.
So here's the stand. I'm not watching the Super Bowl.
You're not watching the Super Bowl?
Nope.
Why not?
Well... I don't really have a reason to not watch the Super Bowl. I really just kind of think I'm just kind of sick of it.
What makes you, like, why?
Well, how many of them have there been so far? 50?
Yeah.
Is this 49?
Is this 49? So 48.
You know, I really already get bored by a show after 48 episodes anyway.
No, you don't.
I do.
How many seasons of shows have you watched, do you think? Like, you've watched a ton of seasons of shows, and you probably made it through more than 49 episodes.
Yeah, I don't know. This doesn't really apply to the same as, like, a Super
Bowl. Is it just that you don't have interest in the game? No interest in the game!
I'm going to watch the Super
You're
Bowl.
You're going to watch the Super Bowl. I feel like you're just messing with me right now.
Can you tell?
A little bit.
Wait, you think I'm messing
I think
with you?
I think you are. I feel like Cole's the kind of guy that would be like, I'm just not going to watch it.
Just to be a grumpy old man.
Just to be a grumpy old man, yes.
Right. I mean, that's what I am. We know a few grumpy old men around, but...
Yeah.
And I'm already one of them, and I'm not even...
I do have
a full gray head of hair, but...
Full gray head? I wouldn't say. You have, like, gray hairs.
You can see them?
Yeah, they're all over.
Okay.
Looks like Jeff Fisher.
Jeff Fisher?
Have you seen Jeff Fisher's salt and pepper beard?
Who's that?
The coach of the Rams, ex-coach.
You mean the coach
Titans.
Of the Titans?
Used to be the coach of the Titans.
Oh.
No,
well, let's just turn the... This is...
The
we're going to do
gonna
a pod...
talk about the Super Bowl.
No. This is now a podcast inside of a podcast.
We're, it's
this
very
is called,
meta.
Yeah, this is very meta. It's called Pass the Football.
Pass the football. Brought to you by Pass the Gravy.
Brought to you by Pass the Gravy. So what we're going to do here on this episode of Pass the Football is we're going to really just kind of talk about the guys on Pass the Gravy and the good work they've been doing the past year.
Well, those two guys, mainly Alex and Cole. That other guy, he's kind of an asshole.
Well, this has been a great episode of Pass the Football. Let's get
talk to you guys next week. Now back to Pass the Gravy. That was good. Thank you guys at Pass the Football. We're going to try and talk about the Super Bowl a little bit on Pass the Gravy here.
Yeah, what were those guys talking about not watching the Super Bowl?
No, they were just bouncing all over the place.
I don't even know what this podcast is.
I'm just glad we're
back.
This is a more refined podcast here at Pass the Gravy now. We're not like Pass the Football. We're actually going to break down the Super Bowl, though. Maybe, sort of. Do you have a favorite? Do you have a team that you would like to see win it?
No.
Do you don't have a team that you think is going to win it?
Don't care.
You really don't care? You were being as anticlimactic about this Super Bowl.
I don't care.
I was kind of excited to come talk about it, and now I feel like you just...
Well, let's talk about it then. Well, I'll talk about it. I just don't care. Like,
you got two number one seeds playing again for the second time, and it's the first time that's happened 2 years in a row since, like, the 70s, which is awesome. Hey, this is going to be a much better Super Bowl than last year's debauchery that was the blowout. I think that the Patriots are built to play with the Seahawks much more than the Broncos.
They probably are. I just would like to formally challenge Rob Gronkowski.
To anything?
Anything.
Maybe like a reading competition.
A reading competition. I don't know. That guy just...
I wouldn't... Not anything physical I wouldn't want to go against him at.
No. I think I'm older than him, though.
Probably.
And you know what that means. It means I can beat him up.
Clearly. What year do you have to get to where that logic just is gone?
I know. I think that's a funny logic. Because
well, I'm in sixth grade. I could beat up that fifth grader. Yeah. It's like, okay, when you get to college, though, it's kind of you're on your own.
Well, I still think it applies in college a little bit. Like a college senior versus a college freshman.
Yeah, but a college football playing freshman against a college senior that just is mad and doesn't do anything.
Right. What were we talking about?
We were talking about the Super Bowl.
Oh, the Super Bowl. Yeah, I don't know, man.
You don't have any interest in I was excited to talk about it.
I have to work on Super Bowl Sunday. So
I also have to work on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, but in like the morning.
Right, but I'm still going to be able to watch the game. You're still going to be able to watch the game. Does that just mean you're not going to pay attention to it?
No, I'm going to pay attention to it.
Do you hope anybody wins?
I would like the Patriots to win, I guess.
Even though they're a bunch of cheaters, they'd always just deflate errors and air balls and stuff.
I don't care. They didn't cheat on me.
Right? And, like, they've shown that it didn't really matter, and they beat the team by, like, 38 points that they beat. So I really feel like, in the end of the day, the deflated balls didn't cause a difference in the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're going to get beat by 38 points, you're going to get beat by 38 points with or without deflated balls.
Right.
I'm really excited to see Brady in another Super Bowl. Like, this is the sixth one in the Brady Belichick era.
Uh-huh.
I think that it's kind of cool to see the old regime of, like, what used to be, like, an old dynasty.
Yeah.
And still kind of... They're like the Spurs going against a team, I guess, if you built up a young Spurs version in basketball.
Yeah, like the Heat. Like the Spurs versus
the
Heat.
Yeah, I guess kind of. That was so pretty much...
I mean, it is kind of like that. I mean,
Pete Carroll's built up what they're saying could be a dynasty in Seattle right now. And the Patriots... We're a dynasty, there's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
And they've still continued to be relevant year in, year out.
Yeah.
And I think that it's going to be cool to see them on the field at the same time.
Yeah, no, it is going to be. I don't have really any issues with the Seahawks other than their cockiness. Like, there's no need to keep reinforcing that the fact that they're the Legion of Boom and stuff like that. And that's a cool nickname.
And your stadium's louder than everybody when they specifically built it to be louder and more aerodynamic, or whatever the words are.
Did they really?
Yeah, like the way it's shaped is so
the noise reverberates.
It's louder.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I don't know, man. I think that it's kind of funny because if you, like, the Seahawks are so proud about who they are and they have no qualms with being loud and being in your face and whatnot.
Clearly, yeah.
The Patriots are kind of quietly...
I love that.
They're quiet, but, I mean, they may do some shady shit.
Well,
you don't
allegedly, but, like, the two people that really pitched a fit about the whole Spygate thing, which I would say they legitimately were kind of cheating, but they were maybe just not the only team doing that. It's kind of like where you would see, like, recruiting violations finally getting reported. It's like, I think a lot of schools are doing it. Maybe a lot aren't getting caught, and you're just the one that got caught. I think the Patriots were probably the first team to get caught recording other teams calling plays, but I don't think that they were the first team to be doing it.
Right. So who were they spying on, the Chargers?
I think it was the Jets. It was Eric Mangini was big behind that.
Oh, gosh, I forgot about that guy. Anyway, so...
And then, yeah, he had been with the Patriots prior to that, so I think he was...
Okay, so anyway, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
That's a tough one.
Is this a Stone Cold Lock? Is that what it's called?
That's what, on the Doug Pike Show on Sports Talk 790, Saturdays 7 to 10.
Plug.
Sundays 8 to 10. Yeah, I wouldn't say... I guess it would have to be my Stone Cold Lock. It's tough, man. Something tells me to pick the Patriots, but on paper, nothing points to the Patriots winning. They can't stop the run. They can't rush the quarterback. Like, I don't see them. They can man up on those receivers, but Marshawn Lynch could just wreak havoc on them. I'm saying that based off of on paper. But for some reason, I have a feeling that the Patriots are going to pull it out. I'm going to say Patriots win.
So is it the coaching that's doing it for the Patriots?
I don't know. See, there's a lot of karma going on. Like, this year, karma.
Yeah.
Karma, like, the Cowboys got that against the Lions, and they lost to the Packers, and the Packers got it against the Cowboys, and they lost to the Seahawks, and I feel like maybe the Patriots, if they were cheating a little bit, get a little karma, but I don't know. I like Belichick.
Okay.
I like Belichick. I like the Patriots.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, and so I don't know, man. It is going to be a good Super Bowl. This is Katy Perry on the halftime show. Let's just go ahead and just skip over that.
She's going to be a firework. I'll tell you that much.
She's going to feel like a plastic bag. But then she's
dancing
gonna feel,
in through the wind, or whatever the words are.
But then she's going to turn
drifting
to a firework.
Through the wind.
We're not going to talk about any movies today, because it's January, and most of the movies suck. If you want to go see a movie, I would say go see American Sniper, obviously, because that movie is grossing an F ton of money.
America! Well, this may not technically have to do with the movie, but it kind of does. The Interview's been on Netflix now for a couple days.
Okay.
And Dennis Rodman, who I guess is now the United States Foreign Advisor to North Korea.
Is that an official title?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. I don't think we have that. But it seems as if he and the Un family, is that it? Is that the...
Yeah, it'd be the Un family.
Jong family, perhaps?
No, it'd be the Un.
The Il and Un family over time. Mr. Rodman, who was, as we know, a basketball player and... You know, that's pretty much what he's been known for, not so much foreign affairs.
Yeah, I know, but
he's kind of been entrusted with them to be, like, the American ambassador to them, sort of. And he
spent time over there.
He's spending time over there right now.
He's there right now?
Seth Rogen to go join him over there. So I guess he's seen the interview, and perhaps they, like, now this is either, like, a super elaborate trick by the North Koreans. Like, yeah, look at this guy over here that pretended to kill me in a movie, and we'll kill him. Or they're just like, we're going to smooth things over. You know. We don't want bad blood with Seth Rogen and James Franco. Let's be cool with them. What do you think?
I think that he'd be an idiot to go over there.
Right, but like, it's so enticing because it's like, and you know he's like, well, I might go try it. Let me go see what Dennis Rodman's up to.
I don't think that he's probably doing that at all.
He probably won't, just because of the safety concern. And, I mean, who wants to, if he finds any more wax fruit.
Right, and if anybody's even seen the movie to show how, I mean,
yeah, Seth Rogen
how hard
exactly
it was to even get over there.
Yeah.
Like all like the you know like the cabs and the trolleys that he would take to even get to just like some random field or whatever in Pyongyang. Yeah,
but the movie honestly did kind of make Kim Jong-un seem like a likable guy at some point. I know it was an actor. I know it was a script. I know it was not at all based on him.
Right.
But that guy, that particular version of Kim Jong-un, I'd hang out with. I'd have a few beers with him.
I don't know about all that. If you see, I don't want to spoil the movie. But the interview is on Netflix, and that is cool. So I guess that is kind of a movie thing.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what made me bring it up. I figured if you didn't have anything movie-related, that's something we could touch on. And like you said that you think it cost him a ton of money by not releasing it the date that it was released. It was supposed
I didn't say that.
Well, you said that it wasn't going to make the amount
of
money.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Do you think that... It's more popular anyways, though. Like, I feel like the popularity of it is going to be way higher solely based on the fact that...
Yeah, I mean, it's been a month now. It's been a month now since it premiered on... Oh, gosh.
YouTube.
Right. But, you know, it just really didn't... You know, they're not going to make the money back, because most people now, Netflix has, like, over 50 million subscribers. And everyone's going to get to see it for free now. But I'm sure they... I don't know how it works out, you know, how the studios get money from Netflix.
I wonder
like
that, too. Like, is it like iTunes? Because I know they don't make a ton of money off of iTunes.
I have no clue. I mean, you know, it's obviously they're going to get numbers to see how many people watched it. But it only grossed $6 million in theaters. And then I know it grossed at least 30 or 40 million on VOD and stuff. I mean, I paid for it. I paid $6 to see it.
Yeah, I did too. I did too, and I'm probably going to definitely rewatch it on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm going to buy the Blu-ray. I think the Blu-ray is going to come out just for the sake of doing it.
I've heard a lot of like negative reviews about the movie, and I guess if you don't like Seth Rogen and James Franco's comedy, you may not like the movie, but I thought the movie all in all was pretty funny. I guess like you have to appreciate that kind of humor, sort of. Like, you know how there's people that just don't like Will Ferrell movies? Like, I feel like there's people that just don't like Seth Rogen and James Franco movies.
Right.
Like, I feel like lately, like, people that have talked about it, and it may have just been, like, conversations I overheard or, like, people I've been listening to. I didn't like that movie.
Right.
And it's like, wow, okay.
I feel like I
was in the minority. And then I talked to you, and you said you liked it.
I liked it a hell of a lot. I think I've seen it probably 3 times at this point.
But you didn't think it was funnier than Neighbors, and I was upset.
Neighbors.
I actually thought Neighbors was funnier.
Neighbors is hilarious.
Do you like that I see the movies like 6 months after you do? And I'm like, but I want to talk about it now.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that movie came out 8 months ago at this point. Neighbors, that is.
Yeah, I'm more of a see it when it comes out.
Just see it whenever it's convenient for you.
Like when it's not in the theaters.
I mean, as you guys know, I always go to the theater to see it.
Here's a crazy question. What is something that's not on Netflix that you really wish was on Netflix? If you had to pick one show.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'd have to, like, that's kind of a hard question to think of. But maybe one show that's on Netflix. There's a show I've been trying to get into lately. It's called, that's a hard question, but I guess I can just think of the first thing that popped in my head. Justified? It comes on FX.
Yes, that's very good. I had a friend that let me borrow, like, the one disc from the first season, so I got to watch, like, the first 4 episodes, and I never got to borrow the rest of them, but I only saw the first 4 episodes, and I was hooked on it.
We're here at my place, and I have, like, a wall full of movies. And I actually have the first 2 seasons of Justified over there, but I haven't watched them.
Really?
Because it's kind of a drag to get up and put a disc in.
Right?
Isn't that pathetic?
Right? Well, my girlfriend has every single episode of Friends on DVD, but she's watched it on Netflix. It's kind of like, you're sitting right by a shelf that's got all of those, and you're just choosing not to stand up.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Right, but it's funny. It's like,
and it's the audio the video quality is going to be a lot better too on Netflix.
Really?
Yes, it's all HD.
Okay, yeah, I guess. But I guess they wouldn't have Friends in a Blu-ray or anything.
No, no, Friends isn't on Blu-ray.
How many movies that you have? I see right now. I'm looking at Cole's massive wall of movies. How many of those have you watched? And how many of them have you gotten just, like, because, like, you're a movie collector.
Right.
Like, how many do you just have that you've collected, and how many of those do you think you've actually opened, put in the DVD player, and watched?
All of them.
All of them?
Well, yeah.
That's good. Well, I feel like there's people that would, like, they'll buy stacks of movies and just, like, oh, I've got that one, and it's like, I may watch it later.
Well, I guess not all of them. I would say, I don't know. I mean, there's probably, what would you say? I don't even know how many are over there.
Probably close to 300?
I used to have, like, probably over 1,000. And I sold them.
Really? How did you pick the ones you sold, or did you just sell all of them?
Just sick of them. Just stuff I was like, stuff I got when I was like younger in my like teens.
You were never going to really watch again.
Yeah, like Anger Management starring Adam Sandler. Like, why would I ever watch that again? Like, if I want to watch an Adam Sandler movie, I'm going to watch like Billy Madison.
We know your opinion. Did you know it's been 20 years since that came out?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did not know that.
Wow.
Did not know that.
But, I mean, yeah, I would just sell them and whatnot. I mean, there's a few over there I probably haven't watched, but I don't buy them just like a whole. I don't buy them like super often. Just if like something good comes out, like Gone Girl came out a couple weeks ago, and I bought that and watched it.
Did you ever read the book Gone Girl?
No.
No.
I don't read.
Me either.
I don't have the patience or the energy for it.
I feel like people just quit reading now. Like,
no, people read.
But I feel like the amount of people that read have significantly decreased. And I mean, I guess reading in general, like reading books.
I mean, I don't know. There's still a lot of people at Barnes & Noble.
Right, and Kindles are big now, but I guess maybe the way you do it. Like, you just don't have a book so much as you can look at stuff on your Kindle or your iPad or whatever. So we've talked about the Super Bowl. We've talked about Netflix and the interview in North Korea and hot dogs. Now there's something, I guess, that I feel like I just kind of have questions about so much, where it's actually a local to the city of Houston.
What are you clicking on?
It's local to the city of Houston, and it's about this lady that got married to herself.
I'll let you just take this away. Just You take the reins on this one.
Well, she vowed, apparently, that if she didn't find love by the time that she turned 40, she would marry herself.
Mm.
I don't know if she tried dating a lot or it just didn't work out or what, but she came to the age of 40 and just decided, hey, I'm going to marry myself. And so she got her sister to marry her in a spiritual ceremony. And it says spiritual ceremony because you can't legally get married to yourself. So she's having this big, luxurious, massive party that set up like a wedding. Like, they have pictures of her like cutting her wedding cake by herself and walking down the aisle with her dad or whatever, just to be married to herself. But like, she didn't really get married. So like, why not just have a big party? Not
right.
Call it a wedding. And just be like, hey guys, come to my party for me being 40 and not married or whatever.
So she's never been married?
No, she's not been married.
Are there photos of the party or the ceremony?
Yeah, there's lots of photos. I'll try and post some. I'll post the link to the story on the stuff from the show page. But like, there's pictures with her and all of her bridesmaids and pretty much the typical pictures you would get of a bride at her wedding. There's just no man in
this
it
happened
at all.
In Houston?
Yes. But it's like, it honestly just seems like it was kind of like a big man-hating thing, if that's what they like made it a...
Oh, you're going to pull that card?
I'm not going to pull that card so much, but it's like, that's what it seems kind of like. Oh, we'll show them I don't need any man to get married. It's like, you do. You legally...
Oh, I mean, or a woman.
Right, okay. Human. But I mean, she didn't get... But she said if she did not find... I guess she did say love. She didn't say man.
Right.
But like down the article, it says she had been with several men or whatever, but didn't find one to stick or whatever. So she's either really hard to live with, I'm assuming.
I would assume
or she's very picky. Maybe a little too picky.
Yeah, maybe a little both. Maybe one with one comes the other.
But now, the best part was that when they were asking her about her honeymoon plans, she said that she was going to Cambodia, Laos, and a jazz festival in Dubai.
Well, I mean, think about how much that cuts down
because
on cost.
Right. And then my next question is, does she go to the adult entertainment store, perhaps? And
oh, Adam and Eve?
Right, yes. If you guys would like to sponsor us as well.
AdamandEve.com, sponsored.
does she just go buy, like, new batteries for the vibrator? And she's like, hey, it's my wedding night. Freshen these bad boys up.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, she'd make sure want to get Energizer, I suppose.
Right, because they keep going and going.
Yeah, I mean, who knows, man?
That's one hell of a honeymoon, though.
It's gonna be funny if she meets like somebody on that honeymoon.
Right, because then she'd technically be cheating on herself.
Yeah, I don't know how that'd be like a crazy battle.
Do you have to divorce yourself? Like, who gets the settlement? Do you give half of whatever you just get rid of half your stuff?
It'd be a crazy battle between her id and superego, her psyche. I suppose.
She's schizophrenic and she's just really sick.
Oh, yeah, she could have,
herself.
Like, some dissociative issues.
So, yeah, that's about all we've got in, like, weird stuff we found on the internet this week.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some answers if you want to do that, and we can wrap up this one before we get out of here.
This week in Drake.
Oh, you're right. Did you hear about... Yeah, Drake tried to pick up a porn star on Instagram.
Yeah, successfully?
Completely forgot about that. No, he was not successful. And then she kind of put him on blast.
Dang. What was her name?
Maya Khalifa.
Maya Khalifa. Oh, wow. That's my dog's name.
Your dog? You trying to hang out with Drake? But speaking of Khalifa, did you see what was his ex-girlfriend's name that was posting all those pictures of her in a bikini or whatever?
Nicki Minaj?
No. Somebody Rose, I think, was her name. But she posted all
Amber Rose?
Maybe that was it.
Yeah.
And she posted all those pictures and then, like, she was trying to, like, they said she was trying to make him jealous, and if you zoomed in on the picture, you can see she still has a tattoo of him on her arm. So I was
really?
Like, if you're trying to make Wiz jealous, maybe you should take his tattoo off your arm before
Holy
you
crap.
Start doing that.
Okay,
but
so...
back to Drake, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so... Okay, looks like... It says Drake is... So he's trying to pick up... It says in the article, Drake is following the footsteps in terms of hitting on women on social media. Okay, whatever. I thought they were going to say they hit on the same woman. So the popular Pornhub superstar, Maya Khalifa, on Instagram, apparently he didn't get the response he wanted from the porn actress. Of course, Drake is the one openly talk about this, isn't one openly talk about this bit, but Khalifa did in an interview, okay? So he said, what famous person has tried to contact you? She said, no way to ever reveal that. That's rude. However... So, okay, so it says the host was persistent, and spawned with, oh my god, it rhymes with rake. Okay, so obviously that's Drake. So, and finally the host asks if Drake sent Khalifa some snap of himself lying on the bed, shirtless, kind of sad looking. But Khalifa replied, noting that the host was only halfway there in his description. So she said the whole thing was cringeworthy. While Drake has yet to confirm or deny this allegation, because probably he has better things to do. Like, let's just give him a little bit of cred here.
Right, and I mean, can we all say that we've been shut down at some point in time? Every one of us as a guy, at some point, you know, it just doesn't happen.
Right.
You try to seal a deal, you try and make a move, and you know, that was maybe on Instagram. This will work, who knows? She's a porn star. But sometimes you swing and you miss.
Yeah, it's just kind of a strange person to hit on. A porn star of all people.
It's like, you're Drake. Like, just go on Twitter and be like, hey, meet me here, women. Like, they would assume that, like, tons of women would show up.
Well, they would.
Yeah. I remember Shaq one time on some thing on ESPN had gone out and just tweeted that he was going to be at some place and went and just sat like a statue and didn't, like, he called it a Shaq-chew. And didn't say a word to
anyone.
But, like, people were just going taking pictures with him, and he's just sitting by a fountain, like, with his hand on his chin, just kind of, like, posing like a statue. And people were just taking pictures of him and with him, and he didn't say a word to him. And then finally started messing with some of them. But, like, it was...
That's pretty awesome.
Thousands of people showed up just from him. Hey, guys, I'll be at this place. Come meet me.
Right, but that's not what Drake did.
That is not what he did. He did one of those direct messages, like, hey, you want some of this D?
And that has been a segment we like to call This Week in Drake.
This Week in Drake. We should do that.
That would be funny.
Why don't we go to Cole's least favorite part of the show before we wrap this bad boy up? And that's the answer segment.
Uh-huh.
So, we got some more good ones from you guys this week. Why don't we start off with one from Katie Zilmer.
What's up, Katie?
Katie!
She says, is the real Slim Shady just a minimalist lamp designer? Let me repeat that again.
I don't get it.
Is the real Slim Shady just a minimalist lamp designer? Now, what I'm guessing here is she's a shade lamp, maybe?
Like throwing shade at somebody?
Yes.
You know what that means, to throw shade?
Like to kind of like talk bad about, right?
Yeah, throw shade.
Yeah. Minimalist lamp designer. I would say he's more of a rapper.
Yeah, he's also gay.
Allegedly. Allegedly, depending on what movies you've watched.
Depending on what movie. If you watch 8 Mile, he's not gay.
He is not gay at all.
If you've watched Funny People, he's not gay. But if you've watched The Interview...
Oh, snap!
He's gay.
You heard it here first?
I don't really know...
I'm going to say no, he's not a minimalist lamp designer.
I don't...
I mean, that was one of those where it's like... That was a very clever thought she had. And, like, minimalist lamp designer seems like she put some effort into it. So I was like, I'll include it, but...
Okay, this is what I'm going to try here. I'm going to try on answers here. I'm you know, as you know, and while we're going a little long or a little short today, is, you know, I'm tired. I got a lot of things to do.
Right.
So I'm going to try to enjoy this answer segment.
But just, you know, answers needs to be that segment every week. I know you're stressed. You got a lot of stuff going on, buddy. But answers, just be that one part. It's going to be kind of therapeutic. You can be silly. You can say whatever you want. Just kind of let it go. Just let it go.
No, don't do it. Don't let it go. That's terrible.
No?
I'm going to try to read this one.
Frozen 2, starring Alex Middleton.
Fire trucks, not just for fires anymore?
It's from Danny Tolbert. You know, how many times, though, have you seen, like, an ambulance going somewhere and a fire truck just following it? And it's like, hey, I don't see any smoke. What are you guys doing? Like, he's got kind of a point, because they can get reduced to cat duty. And this, I think, is something that just kind of happens when you have, like, 15 guys that... Or full-time employees that are waiting on a fire to happen, you know?
Or
like,
doggy duty.
Right. But, like, you got stuff that you're waiting on. Like, you're waiting on a big fire to happen because that's really what they're legitimately there for. But they're supposed to help the community. And so you got a cat stuck in a tree or there's an emergency. And you can kind of clear away if you're in a fire truck with big sirens and stuff. But I don't see them going to so many fires these days. I do not buy a lot of fires. I'll give them that. But... I think they use them for a lot of things.
Well, yeah, of course they use them for a lot of things. So, it'd be kind of...
So I would say that they're definitely not just for fires anymore, but they're predominantly for fires.
Honestly, I think that this is the one question that they could actually probably Google and get an answer.
You could.
Why don't you just try to do that?
I don't know if I want to. Another thing, though, I wonder is, like, why do you have to have the big fire engine going everywhere? Like, can't you just take, like, the other fire/EMS trucks and stuff when you're going to help out? Or is it because... Like, you're just like, I want to use the big engine, guys. We don't get to drive it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Just Google it, Danny. Come on, man.
Yeah, Danny. You can do it. All right. Here's another one. This is from Zane Sturgis, as Cole tries to eat his dog.
Meanwhile, in North Korea.
Meanwhile. Is it okay to call a woman's cleavage the Milky Way?
I'm going to abstain from answering this.
No, you just said you were gonna be a little different today with answers, and you're supposed to. Let's change it up. I think it's okay. Maybe not to her. Maybe not necessarily to the woman. But, you know, I went by the old Milky Way.
I hate it.
No? That's not a good saying?
No.
It'd be funny. Like, it'd be funny if somebody was like, oh, you know, I came right on the Milky Way. Like, if somebody told me that a story later, I'd probably laugh.
Yeah, I would never say that to, like, my girlfriend.
You wouldn't say
like
that to the girl, because then you wouldn't get to do that. You wouldn't get to visit the Milky Way if you called it the Milky Way.
Yeah, I mean...
So the Milky Way is okay to be called that, as long as you don't ever mention that in front of a woman. And I guess I've already done that now since...
Do we have women podcast. Listeners?
We do. Katie Zillmer.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Ginny Patton is writing our next one.
Ooh, I like this question.
We've got a strange amount of, like, a decent amount of female listeners, at least, that interact with us someday.
Okay, well, I'm glad they interact with us.
Because I feel like a lot of times... I'm worried that I may be scaring them off. And I don't just hate women. I don't hate women.
Well, of course
you don't. I rant about things.
I mean, you have a significant other, correct?
Correct. A very long-term significant other. So and obviously I've done something right. I've done something right. She does listen. Hi, Emma. I love you. Huh? See right there? Right there. That gave me some points. Yeah, I don't call your tits the Milky Way.
Yeah, I guess so. I choose not to talk about the women in my life on this podcast.
He likes to keep it under wraps.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it is okay to call them the Milky Way as long as it's not in front of the woman.
It's not okay.
Oh, we're going to agree to disagree. Agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree? Agreed.
Agreed.
That's a bit from Comedy Bang Bang. Okay, so what song makes you change the radio every time it comes on? That's from Jennifer Patton.
Or Ginny.
Ginny
from the block.
Ginny,
I've got your number. 867-5309.
So does she want a quick answer or does she want us to, like, talk about it? Because I can tell you
what it
is.
Why don't we just go into detail?
Well, for one, I don't listen to the fucking radio. That's not true. I work in radio.
Right. Yeah, you kind of have to.
Yeah, I have to. But it's...
I listen to radio.
What's the one? I'm All About the Bass.
My girlfriend hates that song, too. That and Payphone are my girlfriend's two least favorite songs.
By Maroon 5?
Yeah. And so, like, I always make it a point to try and blare it anytime it comes on because it just...
Nice.
She hates it. But I would say anything by Green Day.
Oh, yes, yes. We were in the car together and Green Day came on, and I was like, change it immediately. Yes, Green Day. That's good.
Green Day will get about 2.5 seconds of play before I have already hit the next channel.
Yeah, anything.
I don't care what it is. I'll listen to Hispanic music that I don't understand compared to Green Day.
Anything from the American Idiot album especially, because that's what normally plays.
When I was a kid, I grew up with Nimrod and Dookie were like the two decent ones from Green Day. And then I think Green Day never made a good album after that.
Yeah, no, those were actually pretty deep. I mean, I liked them a lot back then. And
now they've just played it to death.
I'm just done. I'm done with them.
And I just think it's like one of those where it's like, you had so much and then you just ruined it by doing all of this crap afterwards.
Kind of like Blink-182.
Who apparently maybe has a bassist, maybe doesn't. I don't know if Tom DeLonge actually quit or not.
Yeah, did you read that on the internet yesterday?
Yeah, I read both stories, so I'm not sure what the deal is, but...
I have no clue either.
Blink-182 may or may not be intact.
Probably not. They've been doing it for a long time, man. Just hang it up. Hang up the chucks.
Yeah, literally.
Seriously. Right? Like, it's not a big deal. You have some really great music.
I don't need to like you from fifth grade and still be
I'm not
going to
give you any more money.
Out.
I'm not going to listen to any of their new stuff because I have the old stuff.
I didn't mind
the
new stuff, though. The new album.
Neighborhoods or whatever.
Yeah, I liked it.
I didn't listen to it.
I liked it. So, I would say anything from Green Day, and you have All About That Bass from Meghan Trainor.
Yeah. Megan.
Meghan.
Oh, is that how you spell it?
I think so.
Meghan. Orville Redenbacher.
This is from Justin Heckler.
You're stepping on me. Okay. Just wrap your mind around this.
Here you go, Cole. I like when you're enthused about answers. That's what we want. We want Cole to be pumped about
answers. Am I showing enthusiasm?
You seem you got a little giddy up.
Orville Redenbacher. Popcorn maker.
Right.
Is that what won the snack or did Cheez-Its win snacks?
Cheez-Its won snacks. Oh, popcorn got like fourth.
So Orville Redenbacher.
Orville Redenbacher.
Wilford Brimley. Well, let me tell you guys who Wilford Brimley is.
Diabetes.
Yes, he's from those commercials. And he's also in a movie called Cocoon.
Is he really?
He's in Cocoon. And Colonel Sanders. All those guys, what do they have in common? Nothing. Other than the fact that we're putting them in a cage
match.
Well,
they all kind of look alike.
Who wins?
If you go look at Wilfred Brimley with that mustache, Orville Redenbacher kind of had the skinny mustache thing, and then Colonel Sanders totally was rocking the mustache. Were all three of them real, though?
I don't know. I mean, Wilfred Brimley's definitely
right. We know that.
Yeah, no. Orville Redenbacher is a real person.
He's a real guy.
Yeah.
Wasn't just like a character they made up?
He's freaking Brazilian. No, Brazil, Indiana. Okay.
Come on, trying to say he's not American.
Well, it's the city of Brazil.
It's an American staple in popcorn, Cole.
Yeah, and his name's Orville Redenbacher, of course it's.
What a white name.
Orville?
Hi, my name's Orville Redenbacher.
I mean, are we talking about them in their prime? I don't know. I would say probably Wilfred Brimley.
See, I would say he's got the least likely chance.
He's the only one that's alive.
Yeah, but he's got, like, heavy. You know, he's probably got a bad heart.
Dude, he's wearing a cowboy hat and he's got a big old mustache. Look at that thing.
You're right. He does look scary in the particular picture that you're looking at. We'll put pictures of all three of them.
What's up with Colonel Sanders getting all these...
the show.
What's up with Colonel Sanders getting all these plugs?
Oh, I guess we did talk about KFC. This is actually the perfect final question for answers then,
huh? Oh my god, look at that fucking guy.
Dude, I want to go... He's got a cane! Colonel Sanders has a cane!
That's a good point. So he's going to whoop your ass with that cane. Can he use that cane?
Are we going to allow it? I guess it's our cage match. It's our cage.
I'm going to allow it.
You can use chairs. You can use chairs. You can use popcorn. You can use whatever. Yeah. Okay, all right. So
you can use your insulin.
He's going to stab people.
With their insulin.
Stab people and take their blood sugars. This right here is the blood sugar.
I do declare.
Mr. Sanders, you have picked the wrong diabetes man to fight. But, all right, Orville's...
I'm sorry, I got to step on you. I picture Colonel Sanders and Orville Redenbacher like being like old friends from like the 1800s. And
then, college roommates.
Yeah, and then now, you know, they really, really hate each other. That two-timing, flipping... Colonel Sanders!
Oh, he went with his fancy chicken machine.
I really think that would be more of a Colonel Sanders voice than Orville. Because yeah. Orville Redenbacher actually did
I'm Orville Redenbacher. Come get some popcorn.
Yeah, that'd be something like that.
The young whippersnappers want some popcorn from the popcorn machine?
And it's pronounced Louisville. Not Louisville.
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 Like the slugger.
Or you could say Louisville.
Oh, Louisville.
He's from it.
Sounds like you're from New Orleans, then. Oh, Louisville.
I'm doing a horrible New Orleans accent. I don't even know what I'm talking about at this point.
All right, so what are their specialties?
Or can we throw Dave Thomas in there from the Wendy's? And he's just throwing Big Bacon Classics at everybody, like right in their face. That's his superpower.
No, we can't throw Dave Thomas only because they got that other redhead chick now that's doing all the commercials. I like her more than the fat one.
Dude, you can't say that.
Well, no, just I like her. She seems more personable.
So...
I'm not saying I didn't like the other one just because she was fat.
I'm also throwing Thomas Edison, Henry Ford.
We're just going to throw everybody that's old with, like, a mustache and, like, white hair.
And Nikola Tesla in there. And Nikola is going to electrocute everybody.
Okay, but we're going to go with their specialties. Like, what would Orville's specialty be in a
throwing
cage?
Popcorn that sucks.
He could grease up the cage, you know what I'm saying?
No, like, he couldn't. All he can do is throw popcorn. He's going down.
Popcorn, yeah. He seems pretty weak.
Wilfred Brimley's got the cane.
Wilfred Brimley has the cane.
No.
Colonel Sanders has the
Colonel
cane.
Colonel Sanders has the cane.
Okay, Colonel Sanders...
Wilfred Brimley's got the EpiPen for the insulin.
All right. So, but Colonel Sanders, also, you get the bucket of chicken, the bucket for chicken, put it on somebody's head and just whomp them. Like, you're blind. You can't see. You got a bucket of chicken on your head. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
And
so
then he just comes at you with the cane while, while you're blinded.
Are we going to just go ahead and assume that he has a bunch of double down dogs in his back pocket?
Why wouldn't he?
Oh, he's dead. The ghost of him.
And then the ghost is way more dangerous.
Honestly, I think that I'm going to go for Colonel Sanders because Colonel Sanders...
I'm going to agree with you.
Colonel Sanders, for one, has a cane, and for two, he's dead, and he can suck the soul out of Wilfred Brimley.
And that is what you call a callback to the last episode. If you don't know what we're talking about, go listen.
What is the callback? I'm not catching it.
That's to Anchorman 2.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I will steal your soul.
Yeah, that's so funny. That's so funny.
So, all right, okay, like, we have to rank. Like, in the Olympics, you get gold... Silver, bronze.
Mm-hmm.
Are we agreeing that it's Colonel Sanders with the gold, Wilford coming in second, and Orville?
I just think that Brad Pitt from Fight Club comes in and just beats everyone's ass.
But that's unfair. That's unfair. He's younger. He doesn't have a mustache.
He does.
Not a white mustache.
Have you seen Inglourious Bastards?
I have, and that's fantastic. That's a fantastic movie.
I'm going Brad Pitt.
That's another callback to last week.
I'm going Brad Pitt and American Sniper.
That doesn't make sense. That's not even
I'm derailing this. I'm being the Curtis. I'm being terrible today. I'm sorry.
No, I think we'll agree with Colonel Sanders right there.
Yeah. Colonel Sanders!
The Colonel! I'm the Colonel!
Is the definitive winner.
All right, you be Wilford Brimley. I'll be Colonel Sanders.
I don't have a Wilford Brimley impression.
Nabis.
Okay, all right, you be Colonel Sanders. I'll be Wilford Brimley. What's your, like, you know the boxing pre-fight? They have to take the pictures, like, with the gloves up? Yeah. We were at the weigh-in. What would you say if you're Colonel Sanders? And I'm Wilford Brimley.
Oh, I just weighed in at 249, ready for my fight in the cage tomorrow.
I thought you were Wilford Brimley.
Right, I'm sounding a lot like Colonel Sanders.
I'm Wilford Brimley. I have diabetes.
Now you kind of sound like...
I also weighed in at 249, and I'm ready for fights.
Now you sound like Walter Cronkite.
I'm obviously not good at...
Who else is old that we can just give a call? Norman Mailer?
Dan Rather?
Dan Rather. He used to... he's from Texas.
From Sam Houston State University.
Okay.
All right, so I'm Wilford Brimley.
And I'm Colonel Sanders.
Well, I just weighed in. We're going to have to fight the old Redenbacher. What do you say you and me give him the old 1-2 punch and we'll knock him out and it'll be just the men and the fight?
Well, here's a bucket of chicken for your trouble. I think that after this, we're going to leave as friends.
That's not going to be good for my diabetes, but I'll go for it.
Well,
I've got this EpiPen. So we can stab him right in the gut to start off with him, and I want you to hit him in the head with your cane.
Oh, this cane? What?
Whoa! Right in the head, and now my diabetes hurts even worse.
And scene. Terrible.
All right, that'll be all for us from Pass the Green Pod. For all of those that passed the football, we thank you.
Oh, yeah, this has been another episode of Pass the Football.
We're going to try and have a more put-together podcast next week. We were kind of a little spaced out. We have a bunch of things moving around going on right now.
You know what? I'm not going to give excuses for this episode because this is what
you got.
Wasn't
our best one. Wasn't our best, but it was still good.
Who cares?
Still good.
Moving on.
If you're listening to it now, you made it. You made it, right?
And I'm just going to go ahead and plug Colonel Sanders' Twitter today.
At Colonel Sanders, at KFC. You can follow us on Twitter, at Pass the Great Pod. Email us your answers, questions. PassTheGreatPod@gmail.com.
Wait. It's at COL Sanders KFC.
we'll send him some tweets. And hashtag pass the gravy so he knows what's up.
Hashtag Wilford Brimley.
What if whoever's running that's like, all these people keep hashtagging pass the gravy. Like, shit, are they wanting gravy on their chicken?
Scene.
So, at Alex J. Middleton. At Words by Cole. And at Pass the Gravy Pod.
At Pass the Football.
At Pass the Football. Not so much, maybe. That podcast I heard was defunct.
Oh, it was defunct.
It's
I'm bringing
defunct
it back.
Now. It's going out of business.
All right.
And pass the gravy, bitches.
Pass the gravy, bitches.
Your money. I'm a young money millionaire, tougher than Nigerian hair. My criteria compared to your career just isn't fair. I'm a venereal disease, like a menstrual bleed through the pencil and leak on the sheet of the tablet in my mind. Cause I don't write shit, cause I ain't got time. Cut my seconds, minutes, hours, go to the almighty dollar in the almighty power of that chopper. Sister, brother, son, daughter, father, motherfucker, copper. Got the Maserati dancing on the bridge. Pussy poppin', tell the coppers, ha 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 ha. You can't catch them, you can't stop them. I go by them goon rules. If you can't beat them, then you pop them. You can't man them, then you mop them. You can't stand them, then you drop them. You pop them, cause we pop them like over Redenbacher. Motherfucker, I'm ill. Yeah. A million here, a million there. Sicilian bitch with long hair, with coconut every year, like smoking the thinnest air. I open the Lamborghini, hoping them crackers see me. Like, look at that bastard Weezy. He's a beast, he's a dog, he's a motherfucking problem. Okay, you're a goon, but what's a goon to a goblin? Nothing. You ain't scaring nothing on some faggot bullshit. Call him Dennis Rodman. Call me with your own peach. Call me on my sidekick. Never answer with this private. Damn, I hate a shy bitch. Don't you hate a shy bitch? Yeah, I hate a shy bitch. She ain't shy no more. She changed her name to my bitch.
Yeah, nigga, that's my bitch. So when she asks for the money, when you through, don't be surprised, bitch. And it ain't tricking if you got it. But you like a bitch with no ass, you ain't got shit. Motherfucker, I'm ill, not sick. And I'm okay, but my watch sick. Yeah, my drop sick. Yeah, my clock sick. Am I not thick? I'm ill. Motherfucker, I'm ill. Yeah. See, they say I'm rapping like Big J and Tupac. I'm Drake 3000. What is Erica Badu at? Who that said they gon' be Lil Wayne? My name ain't Big, but I keep that flame. Like, who that wanna do that? Boy, you knew that you that spoiler. And I be this shit, now you got loose powers. I don't owe you like 2 vowels. But I would like for you to pay me by the hour. And I'd rather be pushing flowers than to be in the pen sharing showers. Tony told us this world was ours, and the Bible told us every girl was sour. Don't flee in a garden and don't smell her flower. Call me Mr. Carter or Mr. Lawnmower. Boy, I got so many bitches like I'm Mike Lowry. Even Gwen Stefani said she couldn't doubt me. My devil, I say life ain't shit without me. Chrome lips poking out the poop, look like it's pouting. I do what I do and you do what you can do about it. Bitch, I'll turn a crack rock into a mountain. Damn, man, don't you compare me, cause there ain't nobody near me. They don't see me, but they hear me. They don't feel me, but they fear me. I'm ill at C3, 3P.